Welcome to the Byways Podcast, where we feature stories from the pages of Byways Magazine. Today, we travel to Deadwood, South Dakota. The settlement of Deadwood began illegally in the 1870s on land which had been granted to American Indians in the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie. The treaty had guaranteed ownership of the Black Hills to the Lakota people, and land disputes were endemic, having reached the United States Supreme Court on several occasions. In 1874, Colonel George Armstrong Custer led an expedition into the Black Hills and announced the discovery of gold on French Creek near present-day Custer, South Dakota. This announcement triggered the Black Hills Gold Rush and gave rise to the new and lawless town of Deadwood. The discovery of gold in the southern Black Hills in 1874 set off one of the great gold rushes in American history. In 1876, miners moved into the northern Black Hills. That's where they came across a gulch full of dead trees and a creek full of gold, and Deadwood was born. In early 1876, frontiersman Charlie Utter and his brother Steve led a wagon train to Deadwood containing what were deemed to be needed commodities to bolster business. The gamblers and prostitutes resulted in the establishment of several profitable ventures. Madame Mustache and Dirty M were on the wagon train and set up shop in what was referred to as Deadwood Gulch. Demand for women was high, and the business of prostitution proved to be a good market. Madame Dora Dufresne would eventually become the most profitable brothel owner in Deadwood, closely followed by Madame Molly Johnson. Deadwood became known for its lawlessness, during which time murder was common and punishment for murders not always fair or impartial. The town attained further notoriety for the murder of gunman Wild Bill Hickok on August 2, 1876. Mount Moriah Cemetery is the final resting place of Hickok and Calamity Jane, as well as slightly less notable figures such as Seth Bullock. Wild Bill Hickok was one of those men who came looking for fortune, but just a few short weeks after arriving, he was gunned down while holding a poker hand of aces and eights, forever known afterward as Dead Man's Hand. Hickok's murderer, Jack McCall, was prosecuted twice, despite the U.S. Constitution's prohibition against double jeopardy, because of a ruling that Deadwood was an illegal town in Indian Territory and thus lacked the jurisdiction to prosecute or acquit McCall. This decision moved McCall's trial to a Dakota Territory court, where he was found guilty of murder and hanged. Calamity Jane also made a name for herself and is buried next to Hickok. Other legends like Potato Creek Johnny, Seth Bullock, and Al Swearingen created their legends and legacies in this tiny Black Hills town. Deadwood Fires. Deadwood has survived three major fires and numerous economic hardships, pushing it to the verge of becoming another Old West ghost town. But in 1989, limited wage gambling was legalized, and Deadwood was reborn. As the economy changed from gold panning to deep mining, Deadwood lost its rough and rowdy character and developed into a prosperous town. A major fire in September 1959 came close to destroying the town. About 4,500 acres were burned, and evacuation was ordered. In 1961, the entire town was designated a National Historic Landmark for its well-preserved collection of late 19th-century frontier architecture. Most of the town's buildings were built before 1900, with only modest development since then. The town continued to decline through the 1960s and 1970s. Interstate 90 bypassed Deadwood in 1964, and its brothels were shut down after a 1980 raid. The fire fueled interest in the area and spurred the Deadwood experiment, in which gambling was tested as a means of revitalizing a city center. At the time, gambling was legal only in the state of Nevada and in Atlantic City. Deadwood was the first small community in the U.S. to seek legal gamblers' revenues as a way of maintaining local historic qualities. Gambling was legalized in Deadwood in 1989 and immediately brought significant new revenue and development. Today, you can try your luck in Deadwood's 24/7 historic gaming halls and casinos. You'll find the latest slot machines, a variety of poker games, blackjack, craps, roulette, and keno. Casinos are open 24/7, meaning it's always your lucky day. Today, there are numerous festivals and events throughout the year, including the Days of 76 celebration and the Wild Bill Days celebration. The Days of 76 celebration began in 1924 as a way to honor Deadwood's first pioneers, the prospectors, miners, mule skinners, and madams who poured into the Black Hills in 1876 to settle the gold-filled gulches of the Dakota Territory. Since then, the Days of 76 has grown into a legendary annual event with an historic parade and award-winning rodeo. You can learn more at the Days of 76 Museum. Wild Bill Days. Celebrate the life and times of one of Deadwood's most famous gunslingers, Wild Bill Hickok. See big-name artists and your favorite bands performing live, held in June each year. In the summer, there are many trails for hiking, mountain biking, and horseback riding. The northern end of the George S. Michelson Trail starts in Deadwood and runs south through the Black Hills to Edgemont. Several man-made lakes, including Sheridan Lake, provide fishing and swimming. Spearfish Canyon to the north has many places to rock climb. In early June, the Michelson Trail Marathon and 5K, as well as accompanying races for children, are held. During the winter, there are two ski areas just a few miles outside of nearby Lead, South Dakota, Terry Peak and Deer Mountain. Today, the town of Deadwood is booming once again. You'll find modern-day casinos, resort hotels, full-service spas, big-name concerts, and some of the best parties in the entire United States. Here you can walk in the footsteps of legends and make history in Deadwood. They have been entertaining guests since 1876. To learn more about Deadwood, visit deadwood.com. We hope you have enjoyed our story on Deadwood, South Dakota, taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. We'll be covering the destinations along the highways and byways in more Byways podcasts. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening, and tune in again soon.